legacies of segregation and slavery in America have ways of bubbling up to the surface in sometimes surprising ways. We see them today while we remember the life of an American folklorist, journalist, and author. Stetson Kennedy died over the weekend at the age of 94.
I'm Stetson Kennedy, and I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, where I was born in 1916.
And you're a journalist. I think you're probably best known for going undercover with the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, I did that, and perhaps a score of other homegrown terrorist groups.
That was Kennedy speaking with This American Life's Ira Glass in 2009. Kennedy spent the early days of his career in the 1930s working with the WPA, part of the Florida Writers Project. He and fellow writer Zora Neale Hurston documented songs and stories of black men and women in Florida, most of them poor and suffering under the constraints of Jim Crow.
Some of the interesting things to me about the work with Zora, she was always coming up with the best of everything, you know, in terms of folklore. She had such an ear for it. I think every people in the world could wish they had had a Zora to immortalize their cultures.
Not children.
I always thought her definition of folklore, that folklore is the boiled-down juice or pot liquor of human living.
Well, children, I was born in the bed, and what is I? You the bed bug. You ain't nothing but a bed bug, just running around.
That work provided Kennedy with some intimate knowledge of the racism both black men and women of the time were exposed to in his home state. Kennedy would eventually become famous, though, for infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan. He wrote a book in 1954 called I Rode with the Ku Klux Klan. He was particularly famous for using the radio back in the 1940s, for using popular broadcasts like the Superman series to spread Klan secrets over the airwaves. This episode's called Klan of the Fiery Cross.
Gosh, who are all these guys, Uncle Matt? And why are you wearing the sheets and hoods?
We're the Klan of the Fiery Cross, Chuck. We're a great secret society pledged to purify America. America for 100% Americans only. One race, one religion, one color.
I don't get it. America's got all kinds of religions and colors.
When we get through, there'll only be one.
Stetson Kennedy was a fierce fighter for racial equality, an activist, one of the first gonzo journalists, a man who laid his life on the line for what he believed in.
I ain't the world's best writer, ain't the world's best speller, but when I believe in something, I'm the loudest yeller. This makes Stetson Kennedy the man for me.
It was only in recent years that journalist Ben Green started digging into some of Kennedy's own documents, his own archives, and questions arose about his story of infiltrating the KKK. And Ben Green joins us now from his home in Tallahassee, Florida. Ben Green, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we can safely say that Stetson Kennedy deserves his place in history, not only as a very incredibly fierce activist and fighter against segregation, but as someone who really helped to weaken the KKK. Is that fair?
Well, first, I just want to give my condolences to his family. I mean, at a time like this, that's bad timing to really talk about whether he did some of the things that he claimed, but I think he has a great legacy for what he really did. But there are some complicating facts in terms of some of the things that he claimed that he did.
Well, let's talk first about what he did and why we're remembering him today. I think that oftentimes he's one of the forgotten heroes of that era. People don't seem to realize. I think it's hard for people now to remember that the KKK was a secret organization, that people didn't know who belonged, that they didn't know how it functioned, and he was one of the people that brought that all to light.
Well, yeah, he did a lot of reporting, and the part that I have problems with are claims that came out really in 1990 when his book, The Klan Unmasked, was republished. The reporting he did at the actual time back in the 40s, I think, was very legitimate, but I think the real problem is that the press took a book that even his strongest supporters describe as sort of a Mickey Spillane detective novel and treated it as though it was actual fact, and that some of the things in there that didn't happen have become the most sensational parts of his legacy. And I think it detracts from what he really did, particularly at a time like this.
Well, he himself acknowledged that there was a little bit of exaggeration, and he said that some of the stories that were in there were actually, he put them into his first-person voice, but they were culled from the experiences of someone named John Brown, whom we still have not identified, right, Ben?
Right, that was this man's code name.
Ben Green is a journalist who dug into some of the archives of Stetson Kennedy's documents during the time that covered the time that he was infiltrating the KKK. Did Stetson Kennedy infiltrate? Did he go undercover with the KKK?
Well, the stories in the Klan Unmasked, I think came all from this other man, John Brown. I mean, John Brown was an informant inside the Atlanta Klan. He was feeding these reports to Stetson, who was then revealing some of the information to the Georgia State Attorney, and then was selling a lot of it, was marketing it to Drew Pearson. And when you go, that's why I think the real problem here is that the media has just, I think we've gotten lazy, that people just report stories from one article to the next and don't go back to the original source. And when you go back to Stetson's own papers, he makes it very clear that it wasn't him inside the Klan, it was this man, John Brown. And in fact, for much of this time, Stetson was living in New York and later in Florida. So he knew he wasn't inside there, and the people he was selling the reports knew he wasn't inside there. But 40 years later, when his book came out, was re-released, and it was never released in the States until then, people just took it and ran with it, and they never went back and looked at the original document.
But he definitely had a flair for the dramatic. I mean, this is a man who used his consulting positions on things like Superman on the radio to do exactly what we just heard, to spread some of these secrets and sort of throw open the doors.
Well, that's one of the more interesting parts of this, is that if you actually, the segment that you played is like the only part on an entire series where they talk at all about the specifics of the Klan. Stetson was just a script consultant, and this to me is one of the most absurd things that the media has done. If you go back and actually listen to the shows, there are no Klan passwords, there are no Klan secrets, and the story he wrote in the Klan Unmasked, he never even claimed that at the time. You know, he was not that involved in the show. But I think some of, you know, if people just go back and read his original documents and they go back and they listen to the shows, they can actually, I think, get a fairer perspective on what really happened.
Ben Green, freelance journalist and writer. We are talking about the death of Stetson Kennedy, American folklorist, journalist, author. He died over the weekend at the age of 94. Ben Green, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Also, this morning, we're trying to get a handle on the exact aftermath, the after effects of Hurricane Irene, which in some cases a moving target. We're residents along the East Coast trying to figure out what the damage was left behind. Record floods have devastated parts of New Jersey and Vermont and Philadelphia. How are you recovering? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can also post the pictures on our website at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out all this week. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.